This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Tap Sports Bar at MGM National Harbor. First round of the NCAA tournament. Grant and Danny with you on the fans. We'll be here till 6:30. You got 90 minutes left to come kick it with us. Get out of the office. It's Friday. Start your weekend a little early. Come enjoy some college basketball. Speaking of which, let's get everybody up to speed on what's going on in the tournament today. Notables that are now final. Baylor sure looked good. The Bears hung 92 on Colgate. That's what's supposed to happen when a 3 plays a 14.
It did work.
A 25-point win. Baylor led in the scoring department. 23 points for Jalen Bridges, the forward, big 6'9" West Virginia native, pouring in 23. Also gone final today. Northwestern needed overtime. They actually hit a shot in the waning seconds to go to OT. And then dominated the extra session. Remember, Florida Atlantic has been a Cinderella here recently in March. Not this year. 77-65. Northwestern advances. Gets win number 23 on the season. And they did so thanks to 27 points from Ryan Langbord.
He was great.
A 6'4" guard who averages 12 a game in the regular season. He'll never forget today.
No, he was sensational. And Florida Atlantic, bless their hearts, had this game, should have won this game. Even after the game was tied with about 5-6 seconds to go, Florida Atlantic has the ball. I've never seen someone be more casual, as if this was just the most relaxing pickup game where everyone needs a breather, sort of walking up the court, generally listlessly jogging towards the three-point line, contested heave, terrible shot to try to win the game. Of course, they don't, and then they get blasted in overtime. But, oh, what a way to go out.
Big East Paulson in the win column today. Marquette 87-69.
They were losing in the second half too, by the way.
Yes, they were. They were down 7 at the start of the second half. They destroyed Western Kentucky after intermission. In fact, second half score 51-26. In the end, Marquette pulls away for an 18-point win, the 2 seed over the 15 seed Western Kentucky. The star of the game was Tyler Kolick. Remember, he was out for much of the Big East action in the tournament. He averaged 12 points and about 7 assists this season. 18-11-6 for him.
Have a day.
Filling out the stat sheet for Marquette. They are on to the round of 32. Right now, this moment, there are 4 games in action. Clemson's destroying New Mexico. This is the game that's going to cost us the Grant and Danny lock.
I wonder what kind of idiot would sit here and tell you New Mexico was going to win that game. What a stupid idiot would say that.
I'm wrong, too, if you – makes you feel any better.
Oh, there are 2
I also liked New Mexico, but we were both loud wrong. They got pummeled in the first half and then outscored in the second half and lost by 20, although there is 6 minutes to go, I suppose.
So it could be more.
I shouldn't use past tense.
They could lose by more.
If you thought the Huskies might win the whole thing, you're not going to change your opinion today as they play 16th-seeded Stetson. They're up 77-44. Their 7'2" center, Donovan Klingon, who averaged 12.5 on the season, He is leading the way right now with 17 points and 7 boards. And they're kind of yawning in this game. Like, they're not really pushing the gas pedal. He could have 30 right now if he needed to.
Yeah, Stetson went on a run. And I'm saying this tongue-in-cheek.
They actually did go on like a 9-0 run.
Yeah, they went on like a 9 or 10-0 run, and they're down by 35. Just to give you an idea. I mean, UConn is dominant.
But here's the beauty of if you're actually playing the game here at MGM. So right now the score is
81-44.
Right, I'm trying to do some quick math. 35 or whatever. With 5 minutes left, UConn's like doing wholesale substitutions. Mm-hmm. The line was 27 before the game. So there's actually still a little bit of a sweat where there's
still a little juice.
This guy two tables over right now is cheering every time Stetson scores. And it's like, if you're just watching this game casually with no real horse in the race, you don't care at all. But if they hit a couple of threes and get some stops, you can still get your cover.
Right, as the walk-on plays, the team manager gets in.
Yale's always fun to watch this time of year. He's got five dudes who are about my height that look like me standing around the perimeter and shooting threes.
Yeah.
They're hanging with Auburn. Auburn's one of my sneaky teams that I really, really like. Haven't done – my deep dive is just looking at KenPom rankings. That's about the extent of it.
Sure.
I'm in on KenPom and Auburn. SEC has just been disappointing all year. I don't trust many of these teams, and the tournament – for the most part, has indicated why. But Auburn's up 3 on Yale, 28-25 early. That's a 4-13 game about halfway through the first half, and Yale looks like they're hanging around. And then the last game to update you on is Florida and Colorado, 7 Gators, 10 Buffs, 30-29 count. The Gators by a point as they have about 5 minutes to go in the first half.
Colorado won their play-in game, and they're right there frisky with Florida, who made a nice run in the SEC tournament in their own right. But, this is it's all back and forth. This is usually kind of the tenor of the games, right? You get a buzzer beater or two, overtime, couple blowouts. If you're not happy with one game, there's a bunch more on the way. It's perfect.
I want to get everyone a full preview of JMU and Wisconsin at 6 o'clock tonight in 50 minutes. They're really the one local with a big fan base that is in our listening audience that's participating in this tournament. Tonight, I think, is going to be a blast in the Commonwealth, all over the place. Northern Virginia, people are going to be enjoying watching JMU. What a couple of years for that school. They've made the leap now to the Sun Belt. The football program, if not for the absolutely unfair nonsense that kept them from a bowl game, who knows? You know, if they had a chance to actually be playing for something, if they lose the game that they did back into the year to Appalachian State. But they were in the national championship talk in terms of being undefeated at one point, and it could have been possibly in a New Year's Day bowl. Instead, though, it's basketball school, JMU, that we're talking about today. 31-3 this year.
I love stuff like this. I love it. A school in the, you know, in the middle of the state of Virginia, right there in Harrisonburg, Highway University. The highway cuts right in the middle of it. There's an overground and underground walkway to get between the different parts of the campus. My sister went there. Your wife went there. They had no interest in recruiting me to play there.
They got Jack Browns and some mountains.
Yes.
You know, that's kind of the extent of it.
Our neighbor went there. She couldn't be more excited about how cool this is. Like, this is a school that was at, I don't know how to say this differently, but they were at my level, right, in terms of college sports. Like, mid-major, perfectly fine, good little college career. You know, the occasional pro athlete would come out of there. You know, we know the success stories. But still, this isn't who they were. Well, it is now. They're a powerhouse now in football, in basketball. It's so cool to see. I love it, man. Their softball team, it was in the College World Series with a lead on somebody really high ranked. I think in either the semifinal or the finals a couple of years ago. Their athletic program is proof that, yes, you can. If you dedicated resources, it's done smartly, you put some facilities together, you can compete with some of the big boys. It is really cool, man.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. Tap Sports Bar, MGM National Harbor, the site of today's show. Reminding you to kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Murad. They're the official G&D show sponsor. They'll help protect your assets, update your will and trust, schedule a free estate planning strategy like my parents did. Talk to one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention the show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Start of the show today, we were talking about Albert Breer's comments on Nesson. We'll play those for you here in a moment. He's hearing some rumblings, for whatever this is worth,
okay,
that the Commanders are leaning Jaden Daniels at number 2, the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback out of LSU. Not North Carolina's Drake May, not Michigan starter J.J. McCarthy, who they had dinner with last night, and watched today at his pro day. This is not the first person, although I would say the most notable and credible reporter, to come out and say that they're hearing Washington is in on Daniels. This is what Breer said. This was Nesson, Boston TV, last night.
The more I've started to ask around, the more it seems like Jaden Daniels is probably the leader in the clubhouse to be a Commander. It does match up with what Cliff Kingsbury's looked for in his quarterbacks over the years. Obviously, Jaden Daniels had a great season last season at LSU, and he's probably, I think, arguably the most ready to play of the three guys at the top of the draft because he's played the most football. He played 5 years in college. So I think right now, again, like this can change over the next few weeks, I think Jaden Daniels is the leader in the clubhouse to be the second overall pick.
That was Albert Breer last night. We talked to start the show about how much are we buying some of these reports of smoke. Washington likes Jaden Daniels. And both you and I are kind of skeptical, right? We're a little dubious on this idea that this super tight-lipped front office on March 22nd, well over a month before the NFL draft, is letting word out on who they like. But here's actually what I want to talk about as it pertains to this Breer report as a secondary angle. Is there a chance that it's draft night? The Bears have just taken Caleb Williams 1. The Commanders are on the clock. You're watching network, ESPN, whatever your proclivity is on draft night. They've got that Block W new logo and emblem of the Commanders saying pick is in. Clock is dwindling. 20, 19, 18. They've got the pick. We are awaiting Roger Goodell walking out to the podium to announce the quarterback they're taking at number 2. Is there a chance that that's playing out and we still don't know who they're going to take? I think while that would be exhausting for the next several weeks for you and I and the conversations we'll be having, and as a fan base, while that will be death, just trying to figure out and determine who the right guy is and what they're going to do, I liken it almost to my buddies, Elliot, Morgan. They just had a baby, brand new baby girl they just brought home. They didn't know what the gender was going to be. They went to the hospital, had the baby born to find out, oh, we have a girl.
Congrats to them, and I can't believe they did that.
Same. My wife has speculated, suggested we should have done that. And I say,
nope.
Have you met me?
Nope.
I'm the most curious person in the world.
Nope.
I have to know the second that we know there's a baby in there. You can now pay more money. This is true. You can pay money and have this non-intrusive, like, prick of blood thing done.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how this science works. I don't know anything.
Yeah, you just use the blood.
But you, like, the same way you would check your blood pressure if you're diabetic, probably. Like, you just, your fingertip gives a drop of blood. You put it in a little vial. You put it in the mail. You send it to someone. And, like, 4 weeks into your pregnancy, they tell you, boy or girl. That's what I'm doing. Used to be you had to wait till 20 weeks. I ain't waiting the 20 weeks. I'm too curious. But to me, that's the equivalent of you're laying in the bed having the baby, and they go, here's your Daniels or May. Is it possible? They've been so good about not letting anything out, Danny, that we just don't know, and it's draft night. And would that be a cool or terrible? I kind of undulate between the two. It would be the most amazing night for the fan base in a long, long time if there's no lead thought. But, gosh, would that be excruciating.
I tell you this. If this is always, like, if we never have any indication, there's never any teaser, there's never, that might become a little exhausting. This one time, this is the, you may know where the Christmas presents are hidden in the house, but don't go open them. Let them get under the tree. It might be kind of cool.
So you would sign up for that?
This time, on this one occasion.
Oh, man.
I'm going to sign up for it.
That's tough.
I'm going to sign up for it.
Remember look, I thought it was Ben Johnson. A lot of people did as a head coach. I never reported it would be Ben Johnson because I just didn't have it hard and fast. But I had heard for a long time from a lot of people that was the guy they wanted, they liked, and I was going hard in the paint. I thought it was Ben Johnson. There were people reporting that it would be Ben Johnson, and then it wasn't. Because Peters, as we found out, operates in the shadows. Like, he's just not letting a lot out. When I ask people with the team that work with Peters or work around him, right, high up folks, even basic questions about some of the guys they've signed.
Like, is today Friday? Ha, ha, ha. No, but seriously, is it? Can you say that?
But even on usage or something, hey, what do you like about the guy you just signed? Emoji with hands in the air, palms up, Michael Jordan against Portland.
Uh-huh.
They just don't want to divulge any information. And I give them credit for that. That's great.
It is a policy.
But it also means maybe, just maybe, what you think you know about who they're going to have as their head coach isn't right. What you think you know about who they're going to draft at number two is incorrect. So I ask you guys, do you think we're going to know before draft day and before Washington's on the clock what they plan on doing it to? It is very, very uncommon in this era to get to that point without word getting out. The last time I remembered, it was the 49ers at 3. Everybody thought they were going to take Mac Jones, remember?
Yes, I do now.
And then they drafted Trey Lance, and it was one of those moments in the crowd. Who was their assistant GM?
Adam Peters.
I think we might find out when Goodell says the name.
I think that's exactly what's happening. I think everyone needs to get on board with whether they want it to be this way or not. It's going to be this way. This is what we're doing. We're going to come down to the 11th hour, 59 minutes and 59 seconds, and people are going to think it's going to be one thing, and they might be right in what they thought, but it's not going to be because of some reason that you think about now. Like, they're going to keep it a mystery, that this is their bit, right? Now, the only way this would be different is, let's say for the sake of argument, again, because the Ben Johnson, Dan Quinn analogy, I think, is perfect for this. It's the only info we've got about these guys, about how they've operated for a major search. When the whole world is going, yeah, it's Ben Johnson, because everyone else has been hired, A, number one. B, if they wanted Dan Quinn real bad, they wouldn't have let him get on like a commercial flight leaving National Airport in the middle of rush hour to be snapped a picture by anybody, including Washington Post reporter Nikki Jabala. It probably would have been handled a little bit differently if he was their dude. And then it wasn't going to be Ben Johnson. So they got the word out that, hey, you guys want to think about Dan Quinn through some reporting and whatever. If the whole world's like, it's Jaden Daniels, you guys. They love Jaden Daniels. He's the best, he's the best, he's the best. And it's not Jaden Daniels, then we might hear a little something through the Kimes of the world, through the Javals of the world, through Albert Breer, through
It's going to be national,
like,
probably.
National, probably. You know
They're
what I mean?
They're feeding Adam Schefter pretty good, it seems.
But you know, you know what I'm trying to say,
yeah.
Right? Then we'll hear something. But I think it's going to be a tight-lipped ship until that moment when they're on the clock at 2.
All right, so two-part question for you guys next on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. First, do you think we know which way the Commanders are going at number two before they make the pick? Second, would that add to or take away from the experience for you? As a Commanders fan waiting on finding out what's going to happen, would that be more joyous and more fun to find out in real time on draft night, or would you rather prepare the room? Would
right.
you rather know what's right. coming home from
Throw
the hospital
eventually? Up there, yeah.
Grant and Danny on the Fan.
The more I've started to ask around, the more it seems like Jaden Daniels is probably the leader in the clubhouse to be a Commander. It does match up with what Cliff Kingsbury's looked for in his quarterbacks over the years. Obviously, Jaden Daniels had a great season last season at LSU, and he's probably, I think, arguably the most ready to play of the three guys at the top of the draft because he's played the most football. He played 5 years in college, so I think right now, again, like, this can change over the next few weeks. I think Jaden Daniels is the leader in the clubhouse to be the second overall pick.
Albert Breer on Nesson. Welcome back. Grant and Danny, Tap Sports Bar, MGM National Harbor. Well, the dream is dead. Yesterday, you and I put together a little two-person, two-leg, G&D parlay lock for the people. It hit. Today, we are very dead.
We got hit.
The team that we had for our first leg lost by 20.
Yeah.
So this is what you do with that ticket. Ready?
You hear that tearing?
That is a torn up ticket. We'll throw that one in the trash.
Yeah.
Can't win them all?
Nope. And we certainly didn't win that one.
What do shooters do? What do shooters do?
I know this. They keep shooting.
We're going to run it back.
There we go.
Not with the same bet, though.
No, we can't. I don't want to bet New Mexico.
We're going to waddle back up to that little counter over there. We're going to try again. We're volume shooters, Danny.
Oh, we're a couple of Golkies.
Jack Golkie Rouye, Jack Golkie Paulson.
Golkie Paulson over there.
Just a couple of Oakland sharpshooters, my guys. All right, question for you, 800-636-1067. Boys and girls, are we going to know who the Commanders are taking at quarterback before they make the announcement on draft night? There's probably going to be a tweet from Rappaport or Shefty or somebody who gets it 30 seconds early. But if you're not on X, is it going to be Roger Goodell's voice saying, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU, or Drake May, quarterback, UNC? Is that when we'll know? Or do you think something will come out before then? Because so far, it seems like this front office keeps secrets really, really well. Mark is in Landover Hills to get it started. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on, G&D? Great show as usual, fellas.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, pal.
Hey, as far as the first question, Grant, I'll tell you, I don't think we're going to know, and I don't think we should know, and I don't really care. I just want them to conduct business like that you've been saying, and the adults are in the room. And I've been waiting a while, guys, and I want to tell you something, Grant. I think you struck the nail on the head, my friend, on the past two things you and Danny talked about, both you guys. The kickoffs are a joke. They need to do exactly what you said. And, man, think about it. In softball and in other sports, you're not allowed to react or do anything until something happens. So they can easily do it. There'll be a learning curve. And, man, as far as the hip rock tackle, come on, guys. You're right, Grant. They can't. There's no way they can adjudicate something like that. It's a mess with the two things that you said. They're ruining the game. And the other thing is, too, man, is when you play peewee, Pop Warner, that's how they teach you to tackle, is wrap and roll, and that is the best way to tackle. You know, and I understand what the guy's saying about falling on the back of people's legs. But, hey, you guys know that happens up the line. That's the main way linemen get hurt, defense and offensive. Ask our man Charles Mann.
Yeah, he'll tell you. Yeah, 100%. Hey, it's a great phone call, man. Appreciate you making it. Just real quick, just to put a bow on that, on the rule change conversations, that hasn't happened yet. I understand the idea. The principle's very good. We want to fix something. The point is, the fix, the salve that you're going to put on, isn't the fix you think it is. And I think I don't want to say it makes everything worse, but there's a great chance for misinterpretation. In terms of the kickoff, the current system is broken. So I'm all for it. I'm all ears. You got something different? You want to line people up on a certain side or have somebody juggle? You want to conduct a passing contest? Whatever you got right now stinks. Change that.
That's my outrage. Where I can't quite come to grips with where we're at with the kickoff is we all know the kickoff doesn't work. There aren't enough returns.
Yep.
There are too many touchbacks. And yet, I got a thing that worked really well for everyone who has seen it, and you go, nah,
mm-mm,
because it sounds funny, or because until you watch it, just reading it comes off strange or seems too extreme, or because it came from a league you don't find credible or interesting. Then come up with your own idea, but do it really damn quickly, because I'm tired of the kickoff not mattering. And you either need to get rid of the kickoff altogether, which they're saying they're not going to do, or you need to make a major change. Here's a major change that has been proven to work in another league, and you're saying no. Stop saying no. Either give me a major change that you like, or do this for 1 year. I'm not asking you to sign a 10-year deal or some lifetime contract like your John Calipari that you can't get out of when you keep losing in the first and second round of the tournament. 1 year, let's see what you think. And I promise you, people will like this kickoff plenty. Let's go to Dominic in Ohio. Dominic, would you want to know who the Commanders are taking, or would you find it enjoyable to figure that out on draft night when Goodell announces the pick?
So, as always, boys, thank you very much for taking the call. It's been too long. I am like Danny on this. I would like to not know, and I think that kind of reflects more so on the front office kind of making this seismic change of becoming or going from the joke of the league where everything was leaked by every person possible. And, you know, Schefter and everybody else had a direct line into what we were doing, moving towards, I don't know, relevancy in adulthood. I want that. To pivot back to your other point, my wife on our first child demanded that we did not know the sex of the baby until the delivery room.
I was
excruciatingly just anxious for 9 months. Because I needed that time to prepare to be a girl dad, because that's what I was kind of quote unquote fearing. And that's exactly what happened. It was a girl. I knew it was going to be a girl, but please God, let me know. Also one last minor thing. I recently just signed a contract with Window Nation. I was anxious to help out my boys on, the radio, and, turns out they did not know who GND is, in Ohio, at Window Nation. I don't know if you guys need to renegotiate to just expand or not, but that's the thing.
Oh, no.
We appreciate you thinking of us. You let them know who we are in Ohio.
Hearing the truth, I want the truth, obviously, but, man, is that a stinger.
I met Dominic in Ohio when he drove to Virginia
for
our fantasy draft.
Yeah.
It's a listener fantasy draft in person.
Uh-huh.
He drove from Ohio to Virginia to draft that night and then went home the next day.
Yeah.
What a guy. What was interesting is he looks exactly like Henry Golding. Are you familiar with him?
Who's Henry Golding?
Incredibly handsome.
Which guy's that?
Henry Golding, the Malaysian-born English actor.
Oh, yeah.
The presenter at BBC's The Travel Show.
Yes, that's right.
Since 2014. He looked exactly like Henry Golding.
I mean, to me, I was like, I can't believe Chris Pine's here. And it was Dominic in Ohio. But Chris Pine in
I couldn't believe it. I was like, Henry Golding's been listening to the show and got into the Fantasy League, and I had no idea.
Like, what a Henry Golding pause. Like, who is that guy?
Barry in Brookville. Grant and Danny on the fan. What's up, Barry?
Good evening, gentlemen. So, interesting question. So, here's what I expect. I think everyone's going to want to know. I think for the 2 weeks prior to the draft, everybody, national reporters, you guys, everybody's going to lock in on a guy and say, it's Jaden Daniels. And then here's your nightmare scenario. Roger Goodell walks up to the podium and says, we have a trade. Everyone loses their mind.
So you think not only will we not know, but we could be big surprised that he could say something that nobody sees coming.
Well, if he says that, all the jerseys that have been printed,
everything
that's been done, everybody's going to pull up that. Everybody's going to lose it. But I don't know. I still think they're going to pick. They're going to pick that.
Well,
let's
go down
one of those two guys.
Rabbit hole. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, buddy.
Playing that game. How about this? You and I,
yeah.
For a week and a half, we're going, it's Jaden Daniels. And a bunch of people are calling in or whatever, and they're going, I think this is all a smokescreen. It's not Jaden Daniels. It's Drake May. This is the Dan Quinn, your whole thing. Mm-hmm. They're putting out there that it's Ben Johnson, but it's really Dan Quinn. It's Drake May. Goodell walks up to the podium. With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, Michigan.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine the reaction from the very calm, not reactionary in any way, fans who have decided that Daniels is the man or May is the way to go?
There would be some there'd be some emotion.
There wouldn't be any pushback on that.
There'd be a little pushback.
What are we, idiots?
Now, hold on, Mike. Now, wait a minute, Mike.
Mr. Rizzo.
Hold on, Mike.
The nerve of you, sir.
Hold on, Mike.
How dare you?
Thank you, Phyllis. Miss you. Here's what I would say.
The Nationals do not score. The Commanders do not pass.
Do not pass. if it was going to be McCarthy, we would hear something about McCarthy. Here's what I mean.
You're starting to hear things about McCarthy.
Okay,
you're starting to hear he's going in the top five. He's really good.
There'd be a profile from somebody, or there'd be some connection between Washington
it's
and
gonna
J.J.
Happen.
McCarthy.
It is already happening. The difference in the J.J. McCarthy discussion from a month ago to now is night and day. From 2 weeks ago to now is pretty substantial. Give it a month, my guy.
Well, you know what I'm trying to say.
After today, I've not seen. Have you seen any of the reports from his pro day?
No.
I'd imagine they're glistening because the guy can spin it a little bit, but I'm going to have to dive in on that during the break to see what people are saying. 800-636-1067, two-parter here. Are we going to know who they're picking before the draft pick is made at number 2 on draft night? Would you want to know, or do you like the idea of finding out when they make the pick? Would that be more fun for you? G&D on the Fan. Live at Tap Sports Bar, MGM National Harbor. First round of the NCAA tournament continuing. We're out and about through 6:30 tonight, top of the hour, 15 minutes from now. We'll have Matt Josephs on the show. Terrific college basketball expert. I had him on Betting Show on the weekends for CBS Sports Radio and BetQL. He's a wealth of knowledge. I couldn't believe how deep the knowledge was. So hit him up today to try to get a good breakdown on the JMU matchup for you guys and some of the night games ahead, in case you wanted to get some insight as you put together some of your tangential plans financially for the evening. He's coming up at the top of the hour. Is there any chance the Commanders are not as good at keeping a secret as we think, and it's just been a small sample? I mean, they've done a really good job in free agency. Nobody's known what they were doing at any point. Obviously, the Dan Quinn hire was the same way, but it's not like we've got a lot to fall back on. Maybe we're overrating the fact that we don't know anything that's going on, because – they've done it that way so far, but it might be different with quarterback. If they're sold on Daniels, maybe they want to get the word out. Williams is going 1-1. It's not like you have to keep it a secret. There's nothing else that can get in your way of getting your guy.
I guess, well, I mean, I think had the full coaching search ended up where the consensus thought it would go, a.k.a. had they waited around for Ben Johnson's team to be eliminated, then interviewed him for the second time, then gone to the steakhouse, then signed the deal, and then it was all over, then, yeah, there were some leaks, there were some rumblings, there were some things that were sort of, you know, tangentially related to him, or it was Ben Johnson related, and they didn't do anything to stop that, you know? But once it became semi-apparent that it might not happen, they got their word out one way or the other, right? They were able to find a way to say, hey, this is someone you might also want to consider, because the other dominoes had started to fall, the other things were sort of happening that said they may not be able to end up with the guy that we all kind of thought. So I think if they're going in a different direction other than Daniels, maybe even Daniels in May, that will happen too. If it's one of those two guys, I don't think they're going to have to say anything, and I don't think they will, because other than that, I mean, they've been super-duper tight-lipped when it comes to everything, including, say, re-signing their own free agents, or, you know, did you hear a murmur about Bobby Wagner before that thing happened? I mean, you don't hear the Adam Schefter reporting there had been conversations between this group and this group. None of that stuff. They're not mentioned until it's done.
Name one transaction in free agency that was tipped off, right? I mean,
yeah.
Like, you can tell me, well, we heard the Josina Anderson report that they were talking to Austin Eckler before they signed him. Sure. That was from the agent.
Right.
The agent puts out, three teams are talking to Austin Eckler, drumming it up, try to get more interest, more support. Let's go to Mark in Largo on line six on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
I think it would be a problem. But, guys, I think and it's not coming from the Commanders. I don't think the Commanders are leaking anything. I think it's people who are friends of Adam Peters. We're leaking it. Because let me ask you guys something. Do you honestly think Minnesota would trade up, package a deal to try to trade up for Daniels? I don't think so. I think for Drake May, yes. In a heartbeat for Drake May. But I think
or McCarthy. Honestly, I think they might like McCarthy in terms of a fit
with
O'Connell.
Well, I mean, Justin Jefferson doesn't like – he's not going to like a McCarthy. Look.
He's not the GM, though, Mark.
Maybe true, but Jake, look, when I look at J.J. McCarthy, I see some semblance of Tim Tebow, a little bit of Tim Tebow with him. But I do think he's a much better passer than him, but I think there's some with Tim Tebow. But look, Kevin O'Connell wants Drake May. I think that's evidently clear. They want Drake May, and I don't think they would maneuver and do what they did unless someone – that might be close to the Commanders is letting them know what's going on.
Oh, I see what you're
commanders.
Saying.
So, yeah.
I just connected the dots. So you're saying, thanks for the call. He's saying the fact that the Vikings made the trade they did to get 23,
uh-huh,
knowing that they're probably going to package 11 and 23 to go up to four. He's saying they must know that May will still be there. I don't agree with the premise, like with
but I get what he's saying. I smell what he's cooking there. Yeah, the guy they want, quote unquote.
Yeah, like they're not going to make that trade. I just think that they're giving themselves options.
Yeah.
If you want a quarterback, you got to be in the top four.
Right. And so they decided this is the best way for us to get there. They've made some maneuvers around the board.
You don't know which one you're getting. Right. But if you want one, there's only one way to do it. You got to be in the top four. Because that's what's going to happen. It is possible the Cardinals stay put. They don't move back. They take Marvin Harrison Jr. And we get a wide receiver that breaks up the QBs. So you go Williams 1. Let's just say Daniels to Washington 2. And let's just say the New England Patriots have the third pick and they take the other. So we'll go Drake May. Now the Cardinals stay put at 4. At 5, the LA Chargers then trade back. And it's the Vikings or whoever coming up. And they get a quarterback there, whoever's left. Probably McCarthy, I would imagine, will be the fourth guy. But if you've got to get ahead of the Giants, who had dinner with him and went to his pro day, I think that is the lowest you could possibly be to guarantee yourself one of those four quarterbacks. Let's get to some breaking news right now in to 106.7 The Fan. Breaking news on The Fan brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. And this is bad news for the Washington Capitals. Tom Wilson has received a 6-game suspension from the Washington Capitals. 6 games, the NHL's Department of Player Safety passing down a half-dozen game suspension for Wilson. Stick came up and hit a maple leaf in the face. He had a hearing today. That hearing meant that he could get 5 or more games from the league, and you get an in-person request. He went to the meeting, and they have given him a 6-game suspension. That breaking news via BetQL. That is a longer suspension than I anticipated. This is Tom Wilson getting punished for being Tom Wilson again. Now, that's not to say that the play wasn't bad. I'm the first one to tell you with a lot of these hits that I think it's completely ridiculous when he gets called into the principal's office. He should have gotten reprimanded for that. I don't think he purposefully hit the guy in the face. The league obviously disagrees, giving him a 6-game suspension. But there's not another player in the National Hockey League who would have gotten a 6-game suspension for the same thing that Tom Wilson just did. Not another player in the league, in my opinion. And you could say, well, this is the lifetime achievement. It's been 3 years since the guy's been suspended. He's been, for the most part, on the straight and narrow. I thought 2 or 3 games, upwards of 5, would have been extreme. I had no thought that it'd be longer than 5.
Well, I did because of what you just mentioned, right? It's Tom Wilson. If it's Tom Jones or Tom Paulson, it's probably not 6 games, but you just touched on it. They've decided this is a guy that's got that brand. I thought it was absolutely suspension-worthy. How much, you know, that's always so hard to say. To me, when we say what's the intent, I don't think it was to go across the guy's face and, you know, shatter an orbital bone or break a nose or something like that, but it wasn't as if they were saying hi. It wasn't, you know, tiddlywinks. You're swinging a stick and then somebody's general direction. It's with some sort of aggravation in mind. So
that action is very normal in hockey. You know, you and a guy are whacking each other back and forth. If you go over and whack him across the stick, you go to the box for a couple minutes. You whack him in the chest, you get in a little bit of trouble. Hitting him in the face was the issue, right? And you immediately saw him kind of grab the guy and say, try to catch him and say, oh, my bad, I didn't mean to do that. I guess you could say he felt bad immediately and knew he'd get in trouble.
Yeah.
Or you could assume he didn't mean to hit him in the face.
No, I don't think he meant to hit him in the face at all. But again, you're above the waist. You're running into danger areas. Like, it's one of those, like, I played with fire and something got burned. I can't believe it. So that's what, I mean, I think we're saying the same things in different ways. It should have been a few games, in my opinion. If all things were equal, I would have said 3 games. So 6 is the Tom Wilson doublet factor, right? That's a blow, though, for the Caps.
That is brutal. They're already without Oshie tonight. They won't have Protas. They're super banged up, playing for their playoff lives. Backstrom's all but retired. Kuznetsov playing against him with Carolina. Manta in Vegas, and now they won't have Wilson for the most important stretch of their season, who might be one of their most complete players. More on this next, plus a preview of the JMU game tonight as soon as we return on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.